Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Ray Long's been following the former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan trial, which got very interesting. One might even say entertaining this week when Madigan said he wants to take the stand in his own defense. Hi, Ray. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here, John. Thank you very much.
Is he done testifying or will cross-examination continue on Monday?
Well, there's going to be more Mike Madigan on the stand. Whether it will happen on Monday or not is a big question. Since he took the stand, John, it became very interesting for many reasons. One is prosecutors are saying that his testimony, which was obviously very favorable to himself, as you can imagine, caused the prosecutors actually to say, hey, look, now that he's painted this picture of himself, we should have a right to rebut what he said there. Therefore, the judge has already suggested that Madigan's comments from a tape that was excluded before the trial could now come in. And that is one in which Madigan was talking to his co-defendant, Mike McClain. They're caught on a wire, and they're talking about a longtime labor leader, Dennis Gannon, getting a $150,000 job with ComEd. And Madigan says some of these guys are making out like bandits. And McClain says back, yeah, for a little work. And that has been the entire defense with Madigan on many of these points where he's accused of stuffing people onto ComEd's payroll. In fact, what he has said is that he was very angry when he found out that they were not doing any work. Now, the prosecution plans to open the door for many other things, too, and they're going to have a big fight on that on Monday. That fight could go on all day, but whenever it's over, Madigan will be back on the stand.
That audio had not already been submitted to the jury, had not been played in court?
Correct. In fact, prosecution had tried very hard to get it in, but the judge said no. And since Madigan's defense lawyers, with Madigan on the stand, brought out comments that were favorable to how Madigan handled issues like employment, he had called his 13th Ward headquarters on 65th and Pulaski a mecca for the community and a pillar of the community, and where he had tried to help whoever he could with get whatever jobs they could. And he has maintained all along that he helped people get jobs, but what kind of work they did after that was up to them and the company.
He said he never used his power to enrich himself. I think a jury could be persuaded that he tried to enrich others, but when asked if he knew that those people weren't doing any work at the time that he got him the jobs, he either said he didn't know or he was angry when he found out. That was never the quid for the pro quo. This audio would seem to refute that, if he knew that, in fact, they had a suite set up for no work, right?
Well, it definitely doesn't put his defense in a good light, for sure. The Madigan team has said that Madigan himself did not help or try to squeeze Gannon into that job. But it's clear that Gannon and Madigan have been allies over the years. Gannon, a major labor leader, and Madigan, a major legislator who was tied to labor all the time.
Okay, but Ray, I'm sorry. So maybe the reason that it shouldn't be included is because whatever was going on with this guy, Madigan had nothing to do with it. Is that what they're saying?
That's what Madigan's people are saying. But the judge has already indicated he'd let that come in now.
So how do you think it's playing out for him, this this wild card of him testifying on his own behalf. Is this paying off so far? Will it pay off? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, he's done really well on the stand. And again, he's been asked questions by his own attorneys, and he's answered with aplomb and very relaxed and conversational. He looks right at the jury. This is a guy who has taken tough questions from the press for 50 years, so he is accustomed to being under fire, so he's not getting rattled. He seems at times relaxed, even laughing a few times. He's come off well so far, but the real test, of course, John, is when the prosecution digs in and takes their swings.
Well, they have had at least a half a day to do that. Then they're off today, tomorrow, and maybe he won't be on the stand Monday. How many more days or hours do you think Madigan will be under cross-exam?
Well, I think that's a great question. The prosecution will try to get as much time as they can with him. They actually haven't had a crack at him yet. The McLean attorney was the last one to do the questioning, and now the prosecution is arguing over how much they can bring in now that Madigan has raised a variety of issues during his own defense moment on the stand.
Why do you think he's taking the stand?
I think number one is that he figured he was probably, this is speculation, but after watching him for 40 plus years, my view is that he probably figured he could defend himself better than anybody else. And so far, he has been able to draw kind of logical and neutral type answers to the various allegations that are thrown against him. Now, you have to realize, of course, and I'm sure you do and the listeners do too, that he is putting everything in the best light for Mike Madigan. The jury so far obviously has heard the prosecution's case, and now they will come back at him and start quizzing him about some of the answers that he gave throughout his own testimony, dating back to when he was growing up and a kid, and he talked about how his father was an alcoholic, etc.
I don't know that I was surprised that the judge allowed all of that testimony. I could see at one point the prosecution standing up and saying, relevance, but yes. I guess it was painting the picture of a guy who was honest, hardworking, and had the people at heart. Took a while to get there, but that was the subtext, right?
Yeah, and a guy who supports working people, which has always been one of his themes, of course, and supports labor, et cetera. And so they talked about him, or he talked about himself, working as a young teenager at a Park District nursery on the south side there and southwest side in his neighborhood, and then working on a dirt truck, which is the truck that goes out before the street sweepers and picks up all the junk that's on the side of the road, and then moving to a garbage truck, and eventually going to college, working his way through St. Ignatius High School and going to Notre Dame and coming back here to Loyola and getting a law degree. He definitely had political connections along the way, and he managed to meet Richard J. Daley early on, who became a mentor of his, but a lot of that has not come out. One of the things that the prosecution says they want to get in is an interview that he gave for the Richard J. Daley collection at the local library here at the University of Illinois at Chicago, did oral histories, and Madigan gave an oral history of his time with Richard J. Daley and talked about early days of patronage and all that, and the prosecution believes since Madigan's been talking about how he was always looking out for the little guy and trying to help out with people getting a job, the prosecution says that, hey, we ought to be able to show that they were also training people to be patronage people, and we'll get you a job, but you have to do the political work.
Except for the fact that he's on trial right now, when you hear his story, there's something positively charming about the guy who endured an abusive alcoholic father and worked his way up, riding on the back of a garbage truck, wanted that job, and then got himself into St. Ignatius, got himself a great degree, got himself a job serving the people. I may vote for him next time.
Well, there you go. If he puts his name on the ballot again, you might have a chance. But the question, you know, you've nailed exactly what the defense team is trying to do, obviously, trying to paint a very charming, as you say, picture of him. And he has made it very easy for them to do that because of his mannerisms the stand, looking the jury right in the eye and talking to him, et cetera.
It's a picture that you and Jason and Megan Meisner and Kripo have painted well in the Chicago Tribune.